Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crowhead. May I help you?
Hi, yeah. I had a question. Somehow I think I got signed up for you guys' app. I'm not sure if I did it or an accident or one of my kids did. I just needed to see what was going on with that.
All right, sir. Can we start by getting your zip code so I can try to pull up your account?
Yeah, it's 83402.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, it's Trevor Bowen, T-R-E-V-O-R, last name Bowen, B-O-W-E-N.
All right, and you said the zip code was 83402?
Yeah, that's my billing zip code. It might be 83406 as well. That's where my home is.
All right, sir. Do you mind giving me the last four of the credit card that was charged?
Yeah, 1 second. I got that for you. Yeah, it's 7594.
All right, sir. For some reason, I'm not finding this charge within our system. When was the charge made?
So I got it was a fraudulent advisory from my bank, from Chase, and I just didn't know. And so I called them. They were going to cancel my debit card and send me a new one, but I just thought I'd call them to see if I could avoid that. So, you know, Christmas coming up and stuff. And they said that they gave me your number and said that that's who it was. And you guys had charged like a $7 charge a week or so ago, and then there's like a $70 or $68 charge today. But I just didn't know. Even my dot. Can you tell me how you sign up for your app? Anyway, is it on through the iTunes or?
Okay, so usually it's for usually it's something that you order online, and once you put in your credit card information, the order goes through, and usually the small charges are like the shipping and handling fees, like the $7 you were referring to. The later charges are for the memberships that were outlined within the terms and conditions on the website. So if there was an order for $7, there might have been like some terms and conditions that whoever ordered the product had to agree to. And when they agreed to them, it would, you know, charge the card later on once the trial ended.
That makes sense. Okay. So that does make sense. I think I did have, I can't remember. It was like a Walgreens promotional thing I'm looking at right now, actually, for a speaker. And that would have been on, let's see, what day was that? Moment. That would have been on like December 16th. So I think the main thing is I just needed to be able to cancel that. I think they declined the second charge because they thought they didn't recognize it. And so I was just going to see what can happen in the future. Do I need to somehow unsubscribe from that, or I'm just not certain what to do to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right, so since I can't find your account in our system, hold on, let me see if I can find it real quick. Give it one more try.
Okay, great. Yeah, it was December 15th. Let's see here. Sorry, December 16th would have been when that first charge of $7.95 would have been. I think it was an email from Walgreens that I probably responded to.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not finding your account in our system. So what I advise is if the charge did go through at all, and I think you said it didn't, but if it does go through anytime, I would just set up a dispute with your bank. But before you do that, if there are any more charges that are attempted, I would advise you give us another call and see if we can find the account, because I think it takes amount of time for the account to actually show up for some reason. I don't know why it does this for some people.
That makes sense. I'll just call the bank back and tell them to to reject it, but yeah, I probably should have read through that better. I apologize about that. So,
no problem.
Well, perfect. I will. I'll let them know, and I appreciate you helping me with that and helping me clarify that. Take the load off. So,
no problem, sir. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you as well. Thanks.